Those experiencing homelessness face many added challenges when it comes to their risk of contracting the novel coronavirus. At the top of the list, no way to stay home. Federal CDC guidance is for people to remain in place. CHIP, the Coalition for Homelessness Intervention and Prevention Executive Director Chelsea Herring Cozy says execution of that guidance isn't easy at encampments and shelters.
Gather, but stay within that 6 feet as much as you possibly can, and don't gather in very large numbers. And that's been a hard thing because I think some of that is still happening right now, and then that becomes a major health concern.
Because of that concern, the state established a place where people can quarantine if they do get the virus. At an announcement about that location, Indiana Family Social Service Administration's Jennifer Sullivan says it is essential.
This will allow for safe accommodations for recovery and will also free emergency department beds across the city for additional patients needing care.
Other cities struggling with the issue implemented similar medical shelter models. The location or locations in Indianapolis will not be disclosed to keep it secure. Indianapolis and state officials took the lead on the effort through the Marion County Health Department and Eskenazi with funding from Lilly. VP of Advancement at Wheeler Mission Steve Kerr says when a man at the mission tested positive for COVID-19, the health department transferred him to that facility.
I'm not sure where that is, and that man will be provided for by the Board of Health and the medical community, and at that point it's out of Wheeler's hands.
Following CDC guidance, the city directed service providers and outreach teams to screen for the illness, report likely cases, and transport people to these facilities. Wheeler Mission houses about 450 men on any given night. Kerr says the city helped establish social distancing for them.
We've been able to identify and open right now three additional locations, thanks to the Board of Health and a church in our area, where we can divide and conquer our day room and reduce this number of men by about half.
Kerr's clients are often the high-risk population, aging, with underlying health conditions. Housing manager at Damien Center, Time Parlett, also works with a high-risk population, those who are HIV positive. Parlett says they've been spending a lot of time identifying homeless camps and trying to get people needed supplies like food and hand sanitizer.
I think that this is a conversation that we haven't invited into the city in a really long time. And now we're mobilizing and we're going to people instead of making them meet us where we are. And it's working.
Additional efforts have been made. Damien Center was able to use flexible housing and urban development funding to house 30 people at motels. The city set up hand washing stations for people on the streets and worked with the Pacers to distribute prepared meals. Parlett says this kind of work should inform our new normal.
The amount of effort and the amount of insight that people are giving to the homeless population in the city can't end.
The Marion County Public Health Department is also working to expand resources for people who fall ill during this time but do not require quarantine. For WFYI, I'm Jill Sheridan.